When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on March 21st, 2025. It was written by Maretta Haar and is titled, "Why Do Horses Eat Their Bedding?" Any successful weight loss program starts with reducing the number of calories consumed. And for an obese horse at high risk of laminitis, a regimen may involve not only a reduction in feed, but stall confinement as well. When food intake is restricted, inedible bedding materials such as wood shavings are often recommended for stabled horses. The goal is to prevent them from ingesting straw, a risk factor for impaction colic. A study investigating weight loss and weight loss resistance in horses yielded some interesting and unexpected results relating to whether and when horses eat bedding. Led by Caroline McGregor Argo, the team from Liverpool Veterinary School and Mars Horse Care monitored 12 healthy but overweight horses confined to stalls and bedded on pine wood shavings for 16 weeks. The horses were turned out for 30 minutes a day, but not allowed to graze. The horse's feed intake was also restricted. They received 1.25% of their body weight as dry matter in forage, significantly less than the 1.5 to 2% of body weight recommended for horses not needing weight management. Changes in their body weight and body condition were monitored throughout the study. In week 15, the time spent feeding was evaluated, and in the final week, a 72-hour digestibility study was undertaken. None of the horses developed major health problems during the study, nor did they display stereotypic behaviors, But an analysis of their manure yielded a surprise. Some of the horses were excreting significantly more energy and acid detergent fiber, ADF, than they were being fed. To understand this head-scratching result, the researchers took a closer look at how the horses were managed. They found only one other potential source of energy and ADF, the wood shavings used to bed the stalls. Sure enough, a review of 24-hour recordings of the horses made during the study period confirmed that over half of the horses had supplemented their restricted diets by eating their bedding. In fact, three of the horses had consumed significant amounts of bedding. One had consumed as much as 1 kilogram, 2.2 pounds, of wood shavings daily.
Had these horses developed a taste for wood?
Not likely. Instead, Argo attributes their bedding consumption to natural equine feeding patterns. Horses are trickle feeders, she says, normally spending as much as 60% of their time grazing during the day. By comparison, when the study horses were fed twice a day, they spent only about 29% of their day eating. Thus, their natural grazing instinct led them to consume the wood shavings. Argo notes that none of the study horses became ill from ingesting wood shavings, but that doesn't mean the behavior's without consequence. Over the long term, she says, the effects of ingesting bedding are unknown, so it's wise to discourage the behavior. She advises using rubber mats to reduce the amount of bedding needed or eliminate it entirely. In addition, the researchers advise considering other methods of safely increasing dietary forage while still reducing calorie intake.
Sick of fly sprays that smell terrible, don't work, and are full of toxic ingredients? Try Bye Bye Insects from Spalding Labs. Their science-backed botanical fly spray is effective, smells great, and is formulated for horses and people. Switch to a fly spray you can feel good about and keep the bugs at bay. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.